For roughly the past year, a woman named Deidre Griffin has been helping people in South Carolina access abortions. Griffin co-founded the Palmetto State Abortion Fund, which helps people pay for abortions and can also cover travel costs. The organization's seen a surge in demand after Roe v. Wade was overturned. But under a draft South Carolina bill, Griffin's work could be illegal. WFAE's Claire Donnelly has more.
Deidre Griffin moved from New York to Florence, South Carolina, when she was 12 years old.
I'm a Brooklyn girl, so my natural response, like if I decide I want to do anything and you come at me with some mess and tell me I can't do it, my response is always, who are you talking to? Like you, nobody asked you.
Now 36, she's been drawing on that New York approach a lot lately. Griffin co-founded the Palmetto State Abortion Fund in 2021 to help people access abortion services in the Carolinas. The fund has been busy since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June and a South Carolina law that bans abortions after roughly 6 weeks took effect. She's been helping a lot of people reschedule their appointments for North Carolina.
The inbox is going crazy. We also have a hotline, and it's also a word of mouth.
Griffin says the fund paid for 31 abortions in July. But the work of the Palmetto State Abortion Fund could soon become illegal. Under a draft version of a South Carolina Senate bill, nearly all abortions in the state would be banned. And helping a person obtain an abortion, including providing them with information about how to get one, would be a crime that carries a maximum 25-year prison sentence. The provision refers to this as, quote, aiding and abetting an abortion. Griffin knows the feeling of being trapped with an unwanted pregnancy. She's had two abortions.
I know what it's like to be in a horrible situation, and a pregnancy and a child will only make it worse.
One abortion was when she was 20 and still in college. She says she was worried about how she'd pay for the procedure, but her mom agreed to help.
The people at the facility I went to in Charleston, they were extremely kind. They comforted me. You know, it was a difficult thing to do. I don't regret it, but it was a difficult thing to do. They were extremely kind.
A handful of years later, Griffin got pregnant again when she was 26. She says she was in an unhealthy relationship and already had a daughter. Griffin decided to have another abortion.
And I was like, I can't have this kid. Like, I'm barely making it with the one child. That's not going to be fair to her, to me to bring, and to the new child. It wouldn't have been fair to bring a kid into a situation where I can't take care of you. Then I'm taking away resources from my child that's already here. She's going to have a stressed out mother. It just wasn't right.
These days, Griffin says her organization is trying to help as many people as possible before South Carolina further restricts abortion. The state Senate's Medical Affairs Committee is currently considering the draft bill with the aiding and abetting provision. It scheduled a full day of public input on abortion legislation today. Griffin says the Palmetto State Abortion Fund is talking with attorneys about how to proceed if the bill passes.
I have, me myself personally, aside from the Palmetto State Abortion Fund, my attitude is I don't care what you say. If somebody needs help, I'm going to help them.
The draft measure could be changed before going to the full state Senate for a vote. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.